Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. One thing I like about working for Checkpoint is that we take security very seriously. I mean, it's definitely in our DNA. It's what we do, right? It's the only thing Checkpoint does, right? Is do security, and so. You know, it always seemed funny to me that that some of the other vendors in the space, right, that are, you know, the products you purchase to, well, protect your stuff, right? I mean, that's why you buy products from Checkpoint or some of their competitors is primarily to help protect your stuff, right? And so you would hope that if there was an actual, like, serious vulnerability in a product that is used to and it could be exploited, right? It's a product that you use to protect yourself. That if there was an issue that with that product that could reduce your security, that you would hope that the vendor actually takes it seriously and is able to react quickly. And you know, what I've seen from Checkpoint, and I've been involved where customers have disclosed vulnerabilities to Checkpoint, and I've even accidentally ran across a couple as well. And the bottom line is we take it seriously. There's some slides that I've posted that. You know, show some examples of some of the major vulnerabilities that over the last couple of years that had logos and could see how we compared to some of the other vendors out there. And there's just so many other issues out there. That's not just the competitors, right? It's when Checkpoint has disclosed vulnerabilities to other companies, right? Including the competition, right? There seems to be a lack of urgency from some of these companies. Companies you would think that would be on top of it and it's just, you know, like the way we react versus the way other companies react, it seems to be something different. And I suspect that there are things that Checkpoint is doing that could very well be, you know, implemented by their customers if they really, or, you know, other organizations that are looking to improve their security stuff. I mean, you don't see a whole lot of vulnerabilities reported against Checkpoint products. There are things in maybe like open source components that are potentially used by a lot of things, and Checkpoint does use some of those things. And so there are some of those kinds of things in the core product, right? This stuff that is all Checkpoint code. I mean, you don't see a whole lot of those things. And when they're found, I can assure you that it's fixed in a timely manner. And also I suspect, and I don't know for sure because I'm not an R&D, but I suspect that a lot of time and energy was put in on the development side to, if there are security vulnerabilities, that they're mitigated in as many ways as possible. And I've seen some stuff I know with, where you could say, okay, there's a vulnerability there, but there's really no way to exploit it because you have to have these things. And well, if you're already logged into the system anyway, then there's really not much you can do. But the point is that the information about that stuff comes out fairly quickly. Again, generally, if there is an exposure, it's usually pretty minimal. Although in some cases, there's been other issues as well, I suppose, which have come out. But again, it's every product that's out there is going to have security bugs in it. I mean, there's just no getting around it. Even the best companies are going to have their products are going to come out and have bugs. What separates the good ones from maybe the not so great ones is really the sense of urgency about fixing it. And I think, you know, Checkpoint really has that. And I mean, I've seen it for, you know, 20 years, right? I mean, when that stuff's come up, it gets dealt with very, very seriously and quickly and put out there. So maybe that's something you can ask your security vendor, right? How quickly do they typically respond to, you know, again, take your pick of things? Do they take it seriously? And sadly, there are, and honestly, a lot more organizations could really do with a sense of urgency around these things. I mean, think about Android phones, right? There's vulnerabilities in these things, and in a lot of cases, they'll never ever get patched, right? Whatever software they shipped with is the version that is going to be on that phone when it gets, you know, when it gets recycled or handed down or whatever. And it may never ever see an update. The handset makers, the operators, everybody in between, doesn't seem to have the same sense of urgency. Another example. I don't know that there's a fix for this, but there's apparently a cross-site scripting or remote code type thing that you can that affect a whole bunch of cable modems. And yeah, maybe Aeris or Motorola or whoever can push out fixes for that. But it's incumbent on the Comcast or whoever your cable company is to ultimately test and certify that and push it out. And, you know, I don't know that those organizations have the same sense of urgency as Checkpoint does. And I think, you know, that's something a lot more organizations could benefit from around these issues is a sense of urgency. Now you have to be able to assess it. And, you know, not all security vulnerabilities are created equal. There are mitigating risks and stuff like that. But this is something that, more organizations could do better at. And it's something they can emulate Checkpoint on. And I know, you know, Checkpoint is trying to make even competitive products more secure. It's good for all of us to have, to have robust security that actually does what it's supposed to do and isn't being compromised. But it would be really great to see these companies, have a better sense of urgency when these issues are reported that rather than take days or weeks or months to get fixed, that they try to fix them right away and maybe also design their products in a way that they're maybe less susceptible to some of that stuff too. So, you know, a lot of work to be done there. And Microsoft, I think, is, really tried to, balance, I think, with some of their security initiatives that, again, that sense of urgency with the fact that, well, you know, you can't just issue patches willy-nilly, even though there are, in every given month, there's, probably a dozen different vulnerabilities that are, things that are fixed in Windows at various versions. But more organizations could definitely use a better sense of urgency around these issues and get them fixed, especially products that are relied upon to protect, right? And protect and serve. We just need to see more of that in the industry. And even the people that administer the stuff may also need a greater sense of urgency as well. You're not going to fix everything, but in order to stay one step ahead, right? That sense of urgency, I think, is a really important element to have as far as staying one step ahead. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.